John Taylor is with us to kind of recap the week and maybe see how things might end up. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. And, of course, it's been a strange week. You know, yesterday morning we reported how volatile it was going to be yesterday, and it was, but the market ended up recovering. It opened up down, was down most of the day, and then recovered. And one expert says that his explanation for the recovery of the market yesterday was, quote, people just want to own stocks, and I think he may be right. We get durable goods numbers this morning, just a few minutes ago, and, of course, this is important to our listing area. Durable goods, stuff that's made the last 3 years or more. We make a lot of that around here. Used to make more, want to make more. Durable goods numbers up 3.3% orders. That's about twice as good as was expected. In the previous month, it was down almost 7%. If you take out transportation orders, aircraft, things like that, it was still up 1.3, which was almost three times what the, quote, experts were expecting. Today I want to focus on a company that doesn't get much exposure, except for the fact that it's an Arkansas company based in Bentonville, Arkansas. It's a company called Car-Mart. Now, Car-Mart, of course, sells used cars and finances them for the most part. They reported earnings of 92 cents a share, down slightly from the same quarter of last year, slightly down below what Wall Street expected, but their numbers are just excellent. Revenue up 10.6%. During the last 12 months, they bought back 25% of their outstanding shares. That's how strong their cash flow is. They opened up 10 new locations in the past 12 months to 124 lots. They sold 40,000 cars in the last year. Cars and trucks, that's up 8%. Now, this is interesting. The average price of the car sold by Bentonville, Arkansas-based Car-Mart, $9,721. But where they make the real money, of course, is in the notes that they tote, the receivables. That's where they make the real money. The receivables at $364 million is the balance there, which is up almost 15% year over year. They're doing very, very well. Now, another retailer that's not doing well, Sears. Sears stock down about $8 a share pre-market trading, or about 14%. Reported a huge loss, $279 million. Their revenue continues to decline, down 9%. Same-store sales down 3.6%. And like other retailers, they blamed it on the cool spring weather. I don't think you can blame those numbers on weather. I think the problem is much deeper than that. Other retailers doing quite well. Dollar Tree reporting same-store sales up 2%, total sales up about 8%. They beat Wall Street's expectations on their earnings. They opened 94 new stores in this past quarter. Now, the trend continues for these discount retailers. We saw them doing well, begin to take market share away from Walmart and other people after the crisis in 2008. We've also seen strong numbers recently from Family Dollar and also from Dollar General. And you've heard the old saying about, well, they're nickel and diming me to death. Well, AT&T is doing this. They've announced that they're going to add 61 cents a month as a new administrative fee to all, yes, the word is all of their contract wireless customers beginning May the 1st. Now, 61 cents a share, it's a dozen nickels, doesn't sound like much. That'll bring in $500 million a year for AT&T. So when you look at your bill, look on there, yeah, 61 cents a share, quote, administrative fee, whatever that is.
There have been some things added to those AT&T bills. I've had other people tell me that they've noticed like a $5 increase for some reason, and they're not sure what happened. So,
well,
I guess
you need a PhD to decipher that bill.
That's right, and I think you're right. You need to look at that bill and see if it's the same as it was last month and why it's gone up.
You know, 61 cents a month, that's, what, $7 a year?
Not just a little bit of money. You never notice it gone, John.
Yeah, take care.
Thank you, sir. John Taylor from Stern AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith.